with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a very expensive Democratic primary race in New York is being closely watched around the country.
One of the most liberal members of Congress, Democrat Jamal Bowman, who represents parts of the Bronx and Westchester, trying to fight off a strong primary challenge from a political moderate, George Latimer, Westchester County's executive. The race centering on Israel. Bowman, one of the most critical voices in the House, Latimer got into the race with the urging of Jewish leaders, one pro-Israel group spending nearly $15 million trying to defeat Bowman, whose loss would represent the first member of the squad, a group of young, progressive black and brown members of Congress toppled by a moderate. Julie Walker, New York.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is accusing the White House of being deceptive about its arms shipments to Israel.
Senator Cotton says when it comes to arms shipments for Israel,
the Biden administration has engaged in bureaucratic sleight of hand in recent months to slow down the delivery of weapons.
Cotton says the administration is able to use convoluted rules for notifying Congress about shipments to say it's sending arms even when it's not. Behind all that, Cotton says, is a morbid fear of escalating tensions even when Iran's proxies increase their attacks on Israel.
At every turn, when our enemies threaten anything, Joe Biden and Tony Blinken immediately jump up on a table scared to death like an elephant who's seen a mouse.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Thousands of protesters stormed Kenya's parliament Tuesday to protest tax proposals, burning parts of the building, sending lawmakers fleeing, and drawing fire from police. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 299 points, the Nasdaq rose 220, the S&P advanced 21. This is SRN News. Are you a domestic extremist?
Are you religious? Did you vote for Donald Trump? Have you ever served in the military? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are liable to be a homegrown terrorist. According to the Biden administration, documents obtained by America First Legal reveal that an advisory board to the Department of Homeland Security listed religious faith and those other characteristics as indicators of extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-family advocates are reacting with mixed feelings to the Supreme Court's decision to take up the issue of transgenderism. Some are welcoming the high court's plan to consider a Biden administration challenge to a Tennessee law barring the use of puberty blockers to help a child live as the opposite sex. Others fear the justices will side with the administration, thereby invalidating similar bans in dozens of states. In 2020, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of a transgender funeral home worker. SRN News. The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Russia's former defense minister Sergei Shoigu and the chief of general staff, General Valery Gerasimov.
In a press release, the court said judges had found there were reasonable grounds to believe that the two suspects were responsible for missile strikes by the Russian armed forces against Ukraine's electricity network, including power plants and substations. The two high-ranking military officials are suspected of violating international law by directing attacks against civilian infrastructure and failing to control forces under their command. Russia, which like Ukraine is not a member of the ICC, has repeatedly said Ukraine's energy infrastructure is a legitimate military target and denies targeting civilians.
BBC correspondent Anna Holligan reporting from The Hague. South Korea says North Korea has fired a ballistic missile towards the North's east coast. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.